Pro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Greg Wallace has apologised after posting a video saying complaints about his behaviour came from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age. A number of people have come forward accusing the MasterChef host of making inappropriate sexual jokes and undressing in front of them. Downing Street says his response to the allegations were inappropriate and misogynistic. He now says he's sorry for the comments.
I wasn't in a good headspace when I posted it. I've been under a huge amount of stress, a lot of emotion. I felt very alone, under siege yesterday when I posted it. It's obvious to me I need to take some time out.
Israel's military says Hezbollah has fired into a disputed border zone in its first attack since a ceasefire began last week. No injuries have been reported. The militant group says it was a warning to Israel over alleged violations of the agreement. Lebanon has accused Israel of violating the truce more than 50 times in recent days. Our Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle says both sides are committed to peace.
Both sides want this ceasefire to hold. I think that's definitely there's the Hezbollah side of things, and I get a sense from the Israeli side of things they want it to hold, but it is fragile. But it will all depend on both sides riding these little skirmishes out.
The US president has formally pardoned his own son, who was facing prison time on gun and tax charges. He'd previously said he wouldn't take such action. A 17-year-old boy will spend at least 29 years in prison for the murder of a woman in East London. Leanne Gordon, who was 42, was shot in Hackney in December last year. Retail sales have slumped to their lowest level since the height of the COVID pandemic. They were down 5.8% last month compared to November 2023. And a retired police dog's been called a hero after finding a missing man in East Sussex. Bear, the German Shepherd, was on his first post-surgery walk in the Eastbourne area when he made the discovery. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The family of three people killed in a road crash say they're heartbroken to lose so many members. It follows the death of retired Cardiff Docks worker Philip James in hospital. He was seriously injured in a head-on collision on Ports Road in Barry last month. The 67-year-old's aunt and cousin died at the scene. Police are still appealing for witnesses to come forward. And still on the roads, an investigation's underway into a free vehicle crash between Barry and Dinas-Powys. No one was injured in the accident, which closed Cardiff Road yesterday afternoon. It led to a 50-minute delay for the Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final at Jenner Park. Tory members in the Senedd will vote tomorrow on whether they still have confidence in their leader. It follows concerns raised over social media posts by Andrew Artie Davis. A new poll for ICB Wales puts the party in fourth place ahead of the 2026 elections. Plaid Cymru topped the survey by 1% ahead of both Labour and Reform UK. And if you thought Gavin and Stacey was the big Christmas TV event here in the Vale, think again. A School of Delhi in Penarth is back on our screens tonight in a new series of The Special School. The BBC Wales show has been nominated twice for a BAFTA Cymru Award. Pupils and staff in Penarth were given a sneak preview ahead of tonight's first episode. In sport, Sophie Ingall is with the Wales squad preparing for their Women's Euros playoff decider in the Republic of Ireland. The ex-captain is still recovering from surgery after she picked up an ACL injury, but her successor, Anne-Hallett James, says she's still playing a big role ahead of tomorrow night.
It's so nice to have people like Sophie around the group. She's a leader, she is our leader, and she's integral to the group, so just her presence does wonders for us.
It's 1-1 going into the second leg in Dublin.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
You drive. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's that time of the week again. It's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. So what we're going to look at on the show today? So we're going to be reviewing the local football action that had taken place with your Vale teams in Cup and League action. We're going to have a little look back at the National Women's team, which were in action a couple of days ago. And we're going to be taking a review of the games that took place in the Vale with our rugby teams. All that and more here to come at Bro. This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to start the show as usual with the football action that took place around the Vale with your Vale teams in Cup and League action. And Barrytown United bowed out of the Nathaniel MG Cup following a 2-1 semi-final defeat to the New Saints. A determined and gutsy performance saw Steve Jenkins' men push the holders all the way at Jenner Park on Sunday evening. But Craig Harrison's side, navigating a busier than usual season due to their European commitments, held out to reach another showpiece and end Barry's hopes of their first final in the competition since 2017. The hosts returned to action after a 3-week break, made two changes to the side that beat Connors Quay in the Cymru Premier on November the 9th, with captain Kay McLagan returning to the starting 11 alongside Ryan Kavanagh. Kickoff was held up by 50 minutes due to tailbacks caused by a road collision on the outskirts of town. But once it finally got underway, the visitors enjoyed the brighter start, with Leo Smith's long-range strike comfortably going over the crossbar. Mikey George came to Barry's aid when he nodded away Blaine Hudson's effort off the line, while Evan Press made a similar move to deny the New Saints. But the Saints' pressure told when, on 22 minutes, another Smith effort struck the crossbar from Leo Reese's fingertips before the Barry keeper blocked the follow-up from Adam Wilson. But Reese was unable to prevent Declan McManus from tucking home the ball and put the visitors in front. The striker put TNS 2 up on 36 minutes following some neat build-up play from Josh Pask and Adam Wilson, who picked out McManus to deliver a clinical finish past Reese. Josh Yorworth came closest to the reply for the hosts, but his header was saved comfortably by visiting keeper Connor Roberts. But if the cup holders had it their way in the first half, then Barry had other ideas after the break. After a slow start, the flashpoint came on 55 minutes, as Robbie Wilmot caught out the defence with a superb through ball, which was played through to McLagan, who coolly rounded the TNS keeper before slotting home to bring back Barry back into the cup tie. The hosts came close to restoring parity when sub Yian Owen hit the post before his on-target follow-up was narrowly cleared off the line. The Saints found themselves under growing pressure as Barry threw the proverbial kitchen sink in their search for an equaliser. But the holders held firm as Barry's cup run came to an end in the hardest of fights fought. TNS go on to face Aberystwyth, who knocked out Cardiff City's under-21s on penalties following a 1-0 draw on Saturday. But with the cup hopes at an end for another season, Barry can now focus solely on their prospects of a top six finish in the Cymru Premier as they navigate the run into the league split. First up is next Saturday's televised trip to Bala, followed 7 days later by another trip to Gwynedd for their rearranged clash with Caernarfon. And in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United held Britain Ferry to a goalless draw. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side remained in the top half of the table following back-to-back draws after weathering much pressure from the visitors to Jenner Park on Sunday lunchtime. An earlier kick-off, prompted by the evening's Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final, saw Barry start brightly with Amy Long's effort blocked out by keeper Courtney Young, before the follow-up was volleyed over the net by Aaron Murray. Ferry went on to grind out most chances, putting keeper Molly Anson on the spot as she denied Laura May Walkley on the stroke of half-time. The pressure mounted after the break as an early set piece from Alison Witts narrowly fired over the crossbar, while Barry did well to eventually clear the dangerous cross for Megan Keel from the goal-mouth scramble. Anson retained her clean sheet with Lowry Ridings headed over in stoppage time, but the host produced few real chances of their own, and they ended a lengthy midfield battle. Barry are just 1 point above Britain Ferry in the table, though their opponents still have 2 games in hand as the race for the top four finishes gathers pace. Next up for Barry is Hollywood-backed Wrexham. They visit Jenner Park for the quarterfinals of the Adram Trophy on Sunday. And we've got the rest of the selected results from around the Vale up for you next here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Remember the moment when you both say I do for exceptional quality images. Capture their little yawns and tiny toes through beautiful newborn photography. Shutter Hire. Capturing memories that last a lifetime. Engagement, weddings, maternity, newborn. Shutter Hire will take images you're guaranteed to treasure forever. Shutter Hire. Your local photography studio in Dennis Powers. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk. Capturing memories that last a lifetime.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Christmas is making a grand return to Funmon Castle, so join us for a truly enchanting festive adventure. The fun starts daily at 4 with Bugs Welcome Show and our Christmas Lights Extravaganza. We've illuminated festive walks, Christmas characters, Mrs. Claus at the castle, live shows with the Ice Sisters, a Christmas Story trail with the Wizard, and a Santa show on the castle balcony. Funmon Castle's Christmas Experience, on now till December the 23rd. Book tickets at funmoncastle.com.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
From Sully to St. Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
He would swear by his mouth, oh my.
I was living in a world of make-believe, when my best friend won't know me, that there may be a job in the city.
And you never told me.
We would dream about another scheme, about another sort of call of dream, about a man about a vendor's dream. He would swear by his mouth of my name.
Yeah.
Wait.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to look at some of the other selected games that took place in football around the Vale this weekend for you. And Lantwick Major played out a goalless draw at Bagland Dragons in the Cymru South on Saturday. Ben State's side remained fifth in the league and 2 points above the hosts following their first stalemate of the season. Lantwick are now past the halfway point through the league campaign as attention turns to next Saturday's home clash with struggling Penrhyn Rangers. And Caerphilly Ely weren't in action this weekend, but are back at home on the 6th of December to Pontypridd United. But Dinas Powys were in cup action against Pen Turk, winning 3-2 at home. The away side took the lead through Luke Humphreys, but Jack Harold restored parity for the home team with the first half ending 1-1. George Adset put the away side ahead again. The home team came back first through a Ryan Garland penalty. Then, after the clock had already gone beyond the 90, William Thomas scored for the home team. It was the first time the home team had led all afternoon, and it was enough to win the game. Dinas Powys are back in league action on the 7th of December away to Aberdare. And Ely Rangers were in league action at home to Lantwick Fadra, playing out a 3-3 draw. Owen Jones put the away side ahead and they kept a 1-goal lead all the way to half time. Early in the second half, Luke Davidson and Richard Greaves moved the home team in front, but Ryan Prosser's goal brought the team's back level again. Heading into the last 5 minutes, Oliver Bradley put Rangers up again, but a late own goal from Rangers keeper Brannan was enough to share the points. Ethan Caveney was also sent off for 2 yellow cards before the game ended. Rangers, fourth in their league, and next up for them is a seaside trip to Porthcawl Town on the 7th of December. And we're going to take a look back and look forward at the national football team next year on Bro.
I don't see you. You're not in every window I look through. And I don't miss you. You're not in every single thing I do. I don't think we're meant to be. And you are not the missing piece. I won't hear it whenever anybody says your name. And I won't feel it even when I'm bursting into flames. I don't regret the day I left. I don't believe that I was blessed. I'm probably lying to myself again. I'm alone in my head, looking for love in a stranger's bed. But I don't think I'll find it, 'cause only you could fill this empty space. I wanna tell all my friends, but I don't think they would understand. It's something I've decided, 'cause only you could fill this empty space. Empty space, 'cause only
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, on Friday, Wales and the Republic of Ireland settled for a 1-1 draw in the Welsh capital, leaving both nations still dreaming of a Euro 2025 place. An unfortunate own goal from Wales keeper Olivia Clark cancelled out Lily Woodham's opportunist opener in front of a record crowd at the Cardiff City Stadium for a Wales Women's International. Woodham had given Wales a dream start when she scored from her first shot, prodding home at the far post after Ireland failed to clear Jess Fishlock's cross. However, Ireland equalised in unusual fashion when Clark was caught out by a long-range effort from Littlejohn that hit the crossbar and crossed the line after striking Clark's head. Wales had the better of the opportunities after the interval, but Ireland came closest to a winner through Caitlin Hayes' turn-and shot, but Clark produced a stunning save to keep the scores level. The two nations will now meet in Dublin at the Aviva Stadium on Tuesday, with all still to play for after a cagey and absorbing contest in Cardiff. The hand of history was on the shoulder of both sets of players as Wales chase a first major tournament appearance and Ireland a first Euros berth, with a record crowd of almost 17,000 in attendance. After months of talk of destiny and making history, Wales's players were tasked with making their dreams a reality as they chase a first major finals appearance, and they produced an excellent display, their best under boss Rian Wilkinson, as they showed there will be no pushovers in Dublin. Wales struggled to impose themselves in the early exchanges, with Julie Russell missing the first big chance of the match as she scooped the ball wide after a long ball over the top caused Wales trouble. However, it was not long until Fishlock was into the action, and from her first telling contribution, it was Wales who stole the advantage as Fishlock timed a run perfectly to beat Ireland's offside trap, and when Caitlin Hayes could only divert Fishlock's cross, Woodham was in a perfect place to guide the first time finish past Courtney Bronson. However, Wales's control of the contest lasted only 14 minutes, as Ireland's equalised in an unusual circumstance, as Littlejohn's speculative effort from 35 yards caught out Wales keeper Clark, who tipped the ball onto the upright as she scrambled back, only for the ball to divert into the goal off the back of her head. It was a cruel way for Wales to concede, but no less than Ireland deserved, from a first period where Wales scored with their only effort on goal. Wales almost repeated that feat at the start of the second half as forward Fionn Morgan finally got into space, but she curled wide. The hosts were improved after the interval, and substitute Kerry Jones forced Bronson to save from a long-range effort after Hayes' last gasp block denied Rian Roberts' header. With Fishlock dropping into a more central role, Wales looked more controlled, and Fishlock's 25-yard free kick was saved by Bronson as the host pushed for a winner. However, it was Ireland who came closest to a second goal as Hayes shot on the turn as Wales failed to clear a set piece, and Clark produced a brilliant save to turn the ball over the crossbar. Neither side was willing to risk overcommitting to score the winner due to the risk of conceding ahead of the second leg. But it was Wales who came closest with substitute Kayleigh Barton's injury time cross just evaded Jones. So that's got everything set up beautifully for tomorrow's match there. Just as a Welsh person, just hope that Wales can actually do it. I think the effort that they've put in through these for the playoff campaign, it would be just desserts, and it would be fantastic to see the Welsh team at the Euro 2025. I think you'd all agree with me there. And we're going to have next a look at the local rugby action that's taken place in the Vale here at Pro Radio.
This is Pro Radio.
Pro Radio. Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, Our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully. Or see rhoseelectrical.co.uk.
Want to know about the health and wellbeing services available to you in your local area and across Wales? Then take a look at Dewis Cymru today. From youth clubs to walking groups, exercise classes to help with shopping, Dewis Cymru offers up-to-date links and contacts to local groups, events, support and care services that can help improve your health and well-being. Find out about all the ways Dewis Cymru can help you and your loved ones at dewis.wales today.
What's in the box?
We kicked off another week by going to voicemail after five rings. But what do you think's in the box? Remember, it's something you buy a friend or family member after going away on holiday. Let us know what you think it is. Broradio.fm/box. I could be giving you a call tomorrow on Vale Breakfast.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
Honey, there's something wrong with my eye.
Is it itchy? Is it dry? Someone poked you in the eye. Is it gunky? Is it gooey? Is it sticky at the side? Is it pink? Is it red? Some discomfort in your head. Dodgy eyes are the worst. Don't waste time. Call Specsavers first.
It's icky.
Achavie. If you've got an eye problem, call Specsavers and we'll put you through to an expert. And if we need to see you, we have urgent appointments set aside. We provide NHS Eye Health Services in Wales.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Just something about you. Wait, I'm looking at you, whatever. Keep looking at me. Getting scared now, right? Don't feel me, baby. It's just testing. Feel good, right? Listen.
I kinda noticed something one night in your colorful face. It's kinda weird to me since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face will change.
Yeah.
used to dream about this when I was a little boy. Never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Hey!
It's kinda special, right? Yeah. You know, you think about it. Sometimes people just destined to do what they do. And that's what it is. Now everybody dance.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're now going to have a quick look at some of the selected results from the rugby that's taken place across the Vale this weekend. And Penarth were at home to Rubina, running out 84-0 winners. Barry went down 38-15 away to Abercynon. Barry are in the bottom three of the league, and there's a bit of a risk that they're going to be cut adrift from the rest of the league. In comparison, Penarth are having a great season so far, and they're sitting second in the league with 2 points off leader St Joseph's and 4 points clear of third place. So a bit of mixed fortunes for our Vale teams there in the rugby league. Just hope that Barry can turn it round and Penarth can stay strong, because it'd be absolutely fantastic to have two of our teams in the Vale doing well in the league there. Up next on Bro, we're going to be talking about a great legend of their sport.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So here at Bro, normally we talk about the local teams from the Vale, or some people from the Vale who've got a link to the Vale, sports stars. But occasionally I come across a story for about somebody that I think deserves to have a little bit of recognition, and it's a bit of a sad story because former world snooker champion Terry Griffiths has sadly passed away after a long battle with dementia, and that was confirmed by his family. For anybody who sort of my generation and around that, I mean, we will, if you said name a snooker player, Terry Griffiths would probably be one of your top three picks of a name, of a snooker player. And even when he hung up the cue and retired from playing, he was still around, he was still commentating, and I think he was still a big part of the sport of snooker. And you know, we can't forget his achievements. I mean, Terry Griffiths won the World Championships in 1979. I think he was one of only three players that have ever done it as a qualifier. So he wasn't even seeded at that point then. He also won the Masters, and he won the UK Championships. And he was made an OBE for his services to the sport, but it was announced that he passed away peacefully. It was announced by his that he had his family around it with him as well, and on the 1st of December there. And not only did he win the them championships as well, he had a career high of third in the world as well. But I don't think it's just his on the table achievements. I think he later in his career, he went on to mentor and coach and train other players as well, sort of other household names. So for me, I think legend can be overused, but he is a legend of the sport, and I think Terry Griffiths' name will live long in the sport of snooker. I think as long as snooker is still going on, I think people will still remember him and remember his achievements. As I said, we normally talk about things from the Vale, but I think Terry Griffiths was a true sort of Welsh legend of the sport that he took part in. So he'll be much missed. As I said, for me, he was a constant throughout watching snooker, sort of watching him play, through to listening to him commentate, and you know, and then he would be there with other players, helping them out and you know, getting them to work on their game. So true legend and gentleman there. I don't think we'll see the likes of him again. So I just thought I'd want to pay just my little tribute there to Terry Griffiths here at Bro. Doing fine. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So as we're coming close to the end of this week's show, I'll share a couple of thoughts with you. I mean, this time of year is absolutely fantastic if you're a sports fan. This seems to be wall-to-wall sport. It seems to start where you can see how leagues and divisions for different sports, they're starting to form. If you watch sort of more national sports, some of the events start finishing now. I know the Formula One has got one more race, and then everything will be packed up for next year with that one. But something that's even more fantastic than sport, this time of year, I always know what day it is. And the reason I always know what date it is because I've opened my advent calendar chocolate window in the morning, so I always know that what date it is during December. And if anyone like me who's a big sports fan, you'll know that the excitement of the fixtures, and it could be cold, but just sat there on in a stand with your hat, scarf and gloves on with your hot chocolate, or sat at home with a in front of the TV with your feet up. I think there's nothing better than sport at this time of year, and it always seems to be a little bit magical as well. And I think it kind of, once you come out of the December period, there's always lots of fixtures going on, but you also can see how the rest of the season is going to pan out for your team and or your club there. So I just for now, just a good luck for over this period for all of our sports teams in the Vale, because I know that fixtures in the next couple of weeks are going to come thick and fast at you. So so we're going to have lots to be able to talk about on the show there, which is fantastic, because I love talking about sport, and that's why I do a sports show. And it's not just me who loves talking about sports. If any of you love talking about sports, or you think there's a sport that I should be talking about, or if you've got a club or a team that you think needs to be talked about, or if you've got a fantastic coach or volunteer there that you think name should have a little shout out on the radio, then just get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm, and potentially I could be talking about your sport. I could even be getting you in here, and you could be telling everybody about your sport and trying to convince me to take up the sport as well. So that would be absolutely fantastic. But you can also find me on social medias as well. Coming to the end for me for this week, but up next on Bro, you've got the evening show.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh,
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
For a delicious takeaway, you can't get better than Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Tasty chips, quality burgers, loaded southern fried chicken fries. Friar Tuck delivers to Barry and surrounding areas via Uber. So place your order at friartuckbarry.com or find us behind the old Wilco.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with more cleaning. Because more cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
If you're looking for the smart way to do business, follow me. This is the Business Centre near the Barry Link Road and so close to Cardiff. It's home to flexible, serviced office space for individuals like me or bigger companies with lots of staff. Not only is the Business Centre smart, it's tidy too. They've meeting rooms, cafe, on-site gym, they even answer your calls. And you don't have to commit. You can rent office space month by month. They take care of you so that you can take care of your business. Take a tour at thebusinesscentreonline.co.uk.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by Forklift Specialist, Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.